The Zechstein Sea. Describe a typical evolutionary event. When was it? Who was invited? Who danced and who sat down? What did you wear? Who was in charge? How was the atmosphere? Describe your first journey alone. Let your ears tell the story of how you heard the accidental misdemeanours of all the boys and girls who use the information handed down to them. Only express this if necessary in historical sequence. During the little time, the time of tiny cherubs, fat and thin, they lived in the libraries and secluded courtyards, the fishes of our fathers, hanging inside the crevices, reading tales about themselves. This was the epoch of peaceful, angelic children, with voices like pealing chimes, one a sprite with the innards of a miniature piano, his neighbour, a late flowering anchovy, living out a laughing kindness. This was a warmth so overwhelming that both I and the fish of the time of the little ones ran back into the house to cool off. Ingress, outflow, reflux, the spontaneous generation of maggots, rill, runnel and freshet, life rising from the water, the father colours and the mother colours, two daughters, 14 sons. Because we don't see because we have eyes, we have eyes because we see. Each morning I cannot face up to wearing my own skin. This might be the day of the final calcinations, on which the babysitter will carve on stones for the later gods to see my lasciviousness and all my minor sins and leave them in the house. Think photonics, multi-layered reflectors, diffraction gratings, photonic factories, a brilliant blue mirror. See me, you love me. Don't see me, you don't eat me. White limey oozes, their small chalky skeletons fall down into the depths. Think about nature from a butterfly's point of view, and then think about how to imitate it, copy the eyes and see. It is the 376th midday of the dying year, and I am not in a position to tell you all the knowledge that the scholars would give birth to, because every morning they will find an excuse not to tell. We don't want to speak. We'd make waves get caught and eaten. The children would melodiously never forgive us, and the music masters who thank God are sleeping would strut their stuff and not give us any peace. Rumple, crumple, derange, curl, frizzle and frizz, cockle up, gather and frounce as we age and crinkle. Salt wit, biting, caustic, sharp, it eats itself, vomits and dies. The number of the beast will deliver me safe conduct by way of desiccation and embalmment, refrigeration, ensilage, canning and tinning. As the days get longer and the years get shorter, the sea advances and recedes five times. Each time our world is smaller, the load of salts and heavy metals bigger, and our backs begin to arch against their natural line. Go into the sea. Don't go into the mountains. It's the same state in the countryside. Cross over the empty lagoons. Keep going. There is only movement.